Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Let's read from Genesis chapter 22.
我们一起读创世纪二十二章。
I think I gave verses 1-14.
我们可以读从一节到第十三节。
But we will read to verse 18.
那我们可以读到十八节。
I wonder, the bass is very high on this mic, right?
好像有点高啊。
I don't know if that can be adjusted.
声音有点高。
Okay, so I will read English through from 1 to 18, and our brother will read in Mandarin afterwards.
我们先读英文，然后读中文。
I'm going to read from the New American Standard Bible.
我的版本是新美国版本。
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains.Of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. And Abraham said to his young men,Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and return to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said,Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there, and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac, and laid him on the altar.On top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it will be provided.Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
创世纪第二十章章二十二章第一节到第十八节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。”在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。 亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行，他们到了神所指示的地方。亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Let's also read a couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们也读希伯来书的第十一章。
Hebrews 11, 17 to 19.
希伯来书十一章的十七节到十九节。
Hebrews 11, 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
And one more in 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
第六到第七节。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire,may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书一章六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Okay, let's have a short prayer again.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for saving us.
主我们父我们感谢你拯救我们。
We rejoice today because we have received the love of Jesus.
我们实在是很喜乐，是因为我们接受了主耶稣的生命。
You have loved us from the beginning.
你从起初就爱我们。
You love us today.
你今天也爱我们。
And you will love us forevermore.
你要永远爱我们。
And in this love, we give you thanks and praise.
在这个爱中，我们给你感谢和赞美。
And Father, we thank you and praise you that you continue to speak to us today.
天父，我们感谢赞美你继续向我们说话。
Through your word, you're going to speak to us.
借着你的话，你要向我们讲话。
Father, we commit the speakers.
主，我们把我们讲话的。
The speaker and the translator.
我们翻译的。
We commit every hearer into your hands.
每一个听你话的都交在你的手中。
Speak to us, Lord.
请向我们讲话。
Your servants are listening.
你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
It's May 18th, and some of the college students have already taken the finals.
现在今天是5月18号，好多在大学里上学的孩子们都已经考或者正考这个最后的考试。
And the high school students are preparing to take the finals.
这些高中生们也在准备期末考试。
And I wonder, even the grown-ups, do you like to take exams?
我在想大家甚至我们已经长大成人的喜不喜欢来考试。
I don't know if my guess is that those of us who always do well on exams probably don't mind taking exams too much.
我不知道，但是我猜测呢，若是我们考试总是考得很好的，可能不会太在乎考试。
Those who do well may even enjoy taking exams.
有些可能还会比较喜欢考试。
But those of us who maybe don't do well all the time,
我们其中的若是考试有时候考不好的。
Sometimes we do well, sometimes we don't.
有时候好，有时候不好。
It takes a lot of effort to prepare for those exams.
有时候需要很长的时间和努力来准备考试。
We don't really enjoy that so much.
我们不一定很喜欢考试。
But when we think about tests and examinations,
当我们想到这些考试和试验的时候，
we know that in this world, the companies, people who are, well, actually, those of us, anybody in high school right now?
我们中当中有没有还在读高中的？
So all the high school are in Sunday school class?
高中生是不是在读上主日学？
Those of you who are in high school or maybe recently graduated from high school, the preparation or to try to get into college that you want to go to is a long process.
那些上高中的或者刚离开高中的知道呢，要上大学要经过一个很长的一个试验的阶段。
And one of the biggest exams is the SAT test.
其中一个很大的考试就是 SAT 的这个大学入学考试。
Even though SAT exam is not a pass or fail,
虽然这个考试不是成功与失败的这样的一个测试。
But if you want to go to an Ivy League school,
但是你要想上这些常春藤的大学名校的话，
you kind of have an idea of, you know, I need to get a minimum of a certain score.
你会知道呢，可能有一个最低的分数线啊，你想要达到。
So in that sense, there's like a passing grade, passing score.
所以从这个意义上呢，有一个就是到底是成功还是失败的一个线。
When those Ivy Leagues receive an application,
当这些常春藤的大学得到你的这个申请的时候，
if the SAT is, let's say, 1500,
若是他们看到，若是这个考试的成绩是1500，
I heard silent laughters.
有些人好像在暗笑。
The person looking at the application will probably do the same thing.
那个看你这个申请的人也会暗笑。
He will look at it, laugh, and that's all the look that application would get.
他会笑了，把你放在一边，就到此结束了。
And those big companies that many people want to work for,
有很多大的公司，人很喜欢进去的这个公司。
They go and try to recruit the best of those classes.
这些公司呢就会到这些在大学里毕业的最好的学生中做挑选。
So a lot of people are looking at the test results.
很多人就会看这些考试的成绩。
To use as an evaluating process.
是其中来进行审核的一个标准。
And when the test is passed with a good score.
若是你的考试的成绩过了那个线，
those are the ones that are picked up.
这些人就会被考虑当中。
And the rest of us who don't score well, we may be left in the dust.
你那些没有考好的就会放在一边，不会考虑。
This word test in the Bible.
这个字眼叫做试验的字眼在圣经中出现。
The Hebrew word is pronounced, I'm not sure, but Nasa, I'm not sure.
这个的希伯来的原文好像拼写是有点像 Nasa.
This word actually is translated also to tempt.
其中也可以翻译成是一个试炼或者是试验。
When we think of the word tempt, we don't really put it together with God.
是说到这个试探，有可能是会翻译成试探，但这个试探我们常常不会和神联想在一起。
Because most of the modern translations, when this word is linked with God, they use the word test.
这个字眼呢，当和神放在一起的时候，我们经常会把它写成是翻译成试验。
And when the same word is used in association with Satan,
若是同一个字，若是和这个撒旦连在一起的时候
，they use the English word tempt，
就会翻译成是试探。
So when we think of tempt, we think of Satan。
我们想到这个试探是来自仇敌撒旦。
We don't really think of God when we think of this word tempt。
所以那时候我们就不会想到是神的神所做的。
But actually, the root, Hebrew root word is the same.
但是从这个希伯来话的它的字根或者字的来源是一个字眼。
Because as we read with the Abraham, God tests and tempts people.
我们读的刚才读的在这个亚伯拉罕身上好像神也是在试验亚伯拉罕。
And Satan also will test and tempt people.
撒旦也会来试探人。
What is the difference between God testing us and Satan testing us?
神试验我们和撒旦来试探我们有什么区别？
When Satan tempts us or tests us, his purpose is to make us fall.
撒旦来试探我们是要让我们失败。
His goal and his purpose is to kill and to destroy.
他的目的就是要来杀害，来毁坏。
Jesus said this about Satan in Gospel John.
在约翰福音中，主耶稣这样来说撒旦。
He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
在约翰福音八章四十四节这里讲到你们是出于你们的父魔鬼你们父的私欲你们偏要行他是起初是他从起初是杀人的不守真理因他心里没有真理他说谎是出于自己因他本来是说谎的也是说谎之人的父。
When Satan tempted Eve in the garden,
当撒旦来试探在伊甸园中做试探的时候
Satan's goal and his intention was to break to disturb the relationship between God and man
那个仇敌的他的目的就是要败坏这个夏娃或者是亚当和神的这个连结
He wanted to damage the relationship between man and his wife
他要使得人和亚当和夏娃之间的关系也产生裂痕。
Every temptation from Satan will result in death of the person if he or she gives into that temptation.
每一个从仇敌来的试探就会使得我们能够进入到一个死的境地。
Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经上讲呢，罪的工价是死。
But when God tests us,
但是当神来试验我们的时候，
God's intention, God's purpose, we know is quite different.
他的目的是完全不一样的。
When God tests us, His purpose and His goal is to help us and to build us up.
神来试验我们是要来帮助我们，是让我们能够被建造起来。
In Deuteronomy, it tells us, In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do good for you in the end.
在《申命记》的八章的十六节，他说：“又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。”
We know that God knows everything.
我们知道呢，神知道一切。From
the foundation of this world, He knew everything.
从这个世界的立根基的时候，他就知道一切。Even
before He created man, He knew that that man He created was going to sin.
甚至在神创造人之前，他也知道人要犯罪。And
even before that man sinned and fell, God had a salvation plan already prepared.
甚至在人犯罪跌倒之前，这个神已经预备了救恩。We
know that God knows our thoughts and our hearts.
我们知道神知道我们的心思意念。He
even knows the motives by which we speak and do things.
甚至我们的动机，做事情的动机，他都知道。God
knows everything.
神知道一切。The
test, when God puts us through those tests,
这些神所让我们经过的这些试验，
is not the way we understand or we experience testing in this world.
不是我们在这个世上所经历的这些试验。
God doesn't look at us and wonder, I wonder if that faith is genuine.
神不是看我们要试验我们，他的这个信心是不是真实的。
God doesn't wonder if, am I really going to see Him in heaven in the end?
神不是看到我们这个终究的结果到底要怎样。
One of the main reasons why God puts us through the test is for us to know.
其中最重要的原因之一就是神要让我们自己知道。
He helps us to know what is truly inside of us.
他让来帮助我们知道我们里面究竟光景如何。
When God said to Abraham, Take now your son.
当神对亚伯拉罕说，你要带着你自己的儿子。
Your only son whom you love, Isaac.
你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
When we're so familiar, I'm sure most of us are very familiar with this part of Scripture.
我们大部分人对这个圣经是非常熟悉的。
If we had never read the Bible,
就是我们从来没有读过圣经,
if we had never heard about God,
从来没有听过神,
and somebody gives us this book,
当我们有这本书的时候,
and we read from Genesis to this part,
我们从创世纪读到这个地方的时候,
the beginning of Genesis to this part,
在创世纪开始一直读到这一章的时候,
and really think about it as we read,
当我们读的时候，在思想的时候,
of course, there are many questions, many things we wouldn't understand.
我们会有很多的问题，也不明白。
But when God tells Abraham to do this,
当神让亚伯拉罕这样做的时候,
his response, or lack of a response, is actually quite remarkable.
他的反应和或者是没有的反应都非常的令人稀奇。
The Bible doesn't tell us that Abraham said why.
也圣经没告诉我们亚伯拉罕要问为什么。
No dialogue like that between God and Abraham.
没有这种在亚伯拉罕和神之间的这样对话。
Apparently, he had to spend overnight after this command was given.
他在听到这个神这个命令以后呢，要经过夜里的思想。
He doesn't stay in bed and thinks about the command.
他在床上的时候没有想这个神的命令。
Should I do this?
我是不是该这样做？
Maybe I should wait till tomorrow.
或者是我们要等到明天。
Maybe I should think about a month before I do it.
或许我应该给一个月的考虑的时间。
Maybe I should talk to Sarah. Maybe I should talk to other people.
或许我应该给我的太太萨来来谈话。
Abraham gets up early in the morning.
亚伯拉罕这里讲到是清早起来。
He gets up early, has breakfast, and starts to prepare.
好像是吃完早饭就开始准备。
He gathers the wood.
他就把柴做好。
Gathers the fire.
把火准备好。
Picks up a knife.
把刀也准备好。
He prepares it early in the morning and starts heading out.
他清早就起来预备，然后就开始出发。
Now to sacrifice his only son, well, actually, that's not his only son.
他要把他的儿子献为燔祭。
Although he has Ishmael as a son, and we know from before that he cares about Ishmael too.
虽然以实玛利也是他的儿子，他也关爱他。
But God Himself had told Abraham.
但是呢，神对亚伯拉罕说，
It is through Isaac.
是借着以撒。
Isaac is the son of the promise.
以撒是那个应许的儿子。
And it is through Isaac that all the people on earth will be blessed.
是要借着以撒，这个天下的万族要得祝福。
We remember Abraham at this by this time he's over 100 years old.
我们要记得这时候的亚伯拉罕已经超过100岁。
When we have kids,
当我们有孩子的时候,
you ever watch grandparents?
你有没有观察这些做祖父辈的祖父母？
You look at the parents and you look at the grandparents.
你看这些父母亲和这个祖父母亲。
It looks like some may say, you know what? It looks like the grandparents love the grandchildren even more than the parents.
好像看起来这些祖父母辈的更爱这些孩子，比父母亲更爱他。
Because grandparents look at the grandchildren and they just adore them.
这些的祖父母亲爱这些孩子实在是很可爱。
They express their adoration and their love to their grandchildren.
他把他们的爱呢非常淋漓尽致地表现出来。
They are so nice to them.
非常的对他们非常的友善。
When we were kids, their own children, they won't give candy.
我们小的时候我们不会给自己的孩子有这个吃糖果。
But many little kids, when they come with cavities on their teeth,
很多的孩子的牙就会被这个糖果所腐蚀。
Oh, by the way, I'm a dentist if you didn't know.
顺便说我是牙医。
When little kids come with a lot of cavities on their teeth,
当小孩子他有很多的蛀虫虫牙的时候,
it's not unusual the parents say, it's the grandma. Is the grandpa give them candy all the time?
我们常常听到这父母亲就会说，是他的爷爷奶奶给他太多糖果吃了。Those
of you who have children and who have you have parents who are grandparents of your children, you know how the grandparents love to spoil their grandchildren.
我们知当中有这个经验哈，就是这些祖父母亲非常的疼爱或者是溺爱这些的外孙孙子或者孙女。
There's no doubt parents love their children too.
当然，我们的父母亲也爱自己的孩子。
But how the grandparents love their grandchildren, I think is this special kind of love.
但是这些的祖父母亲对孩子们的爱呢，好像更加特殊。
I don't know, as people get older, they learn to stop and smell the roses more.
我不知道这是不是人年长了以后呢，就会性情就会有更加温顺。
It almost seems like grandparents appreciate young children even more than the parents.
似乎是这些的祖父母亲们，他们更加来喜欢和欣赏这些孩子们。
Abraham had Isaac when he was 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕是在100岁的时候生以撒。
That is his son, but Abraham is actually old enough to be his grandfather.
确实是他的儿子以撒，但是呢，他的年龄上呢是已经可以做祖父了。
So we could picture Abraham loves Isaac as his own son.
我们可以看到这个画面，亚伯拉罕实在是爱他的儿子以撒。
But because he had him at such an old age, I think Isaac is doubly precious to Abraham.
但是因为他在非常年迈的时候得了这个儿子，所以他心中呢有双倍的对这个孩子的爱。
So God tells Abraham to go to a place I will show you.
神就让亚伯拉罕呢到一个他所要指示的地方去，
and offer him up as a sacrifice.
把他作为燔祭献给神。
So between the time that God tells Abraham to go offer him up as a burnt offering,
在神告诉亚伯拉罕要献燔祭的这个时候，
and the early morning when Abraham gets up to go,
一直到那个清早亚伯拉罕出发，
he thought about it.
他会有些的思想。
We cannot see that in Genesis, but in Hebrews, it gives us a clue as to what went on in Abraham's mind.
在创世纪中好像没有记述啊，但是在希伯来书中我们可以看到蛛丝马迹。
Because Hebrews tells us that Abraham considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead.
因为在希伯来书11章的19节，他说亚伯拉罕以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
This word that's translated considered,
这个字被翻译成是以为，
can also be translated as to conclude or to count or to reason.
或者是就是这个可以翻译成是可以在理论是在这个推导或者是总结。
So when Abraham was given this command,
当亚伯拉罕得到这个神的命令的时候，
he thought about it.
他会有思想。
He reasoned it through.
他有一些的这样的在里面的一些的推论。
And based on the God that he knows,
他借着对神的认识，
based on the experiences that Abraham had with Jehovah over the years,
他借着他这多年来对于耶和华的认识，
Abraham came to the conclusion, God can raise men even from the dead.
所以亚伯拉罕就一个结论，他是神是可以叫死人复活。
It's not blind faith.
不是一个盲目的信。
He thought it through.
他有一个思想的过程。
And his conclusion was that this God I know can raise men even from the dead.
他的结论就是我所认识这位神可以使死人复活。
So Abraham gets up early,
所以亚伯拉罕就清早起来，
to obey God,
来遵守神的命令。
It takes two young men,
带着两个仆人，
all the things that he prepared,
所有的他所预备的,
food for the journey and a donkey,
这些吃的东西,
and they traveled for 3 days. After 3 days, he sees the place that God told him to go to.
到了第三日,
and he separates himself from those two young men,
他就和那两个仆人, 分开,
and the donkey,
还有驴,
and he says, you guys stay here.
就告诉他们, 你们留在这里,
my son and I, we're going to go and worship God and come back.
我与童子到那边去拜一拜,
as they walk,
当他们走的时候,
the conversation between Abraham and Isaac,
在亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒有一个对话,
it's so touching.
是非常感人的。
If this was a scene, if we were looking at this scene from above, and they have no idea they're being watched.
我们要是从上面来看这个情况, 我们知道他们不知道有人在观察他们。
And we didn't know that God had something planned for them.
我们也不知道神已经有预备。
If we think, okay, Abraham is going to go and kill his son.
不是我们知道亚伯拉罕要把他的儿子杀掉的时候,
Abraham is going to offer his own son as a burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕要把他自己的儿子献为燔祭。
Abraham is going to kill Isaac.
亚伯拉罕要杀他自己的儿子。
So if we picture this and we're looking on, we don't know what's going to happen.
若是我们看到这个情况, 我们也不知道要发生什么事情的时候,
I think the anxiety in our hearts would be building up.
我们里面就非常的焦虑。
And this young boy,
这个非常小的这样的一个孩童,
notices something odd.
不是很奇怪。
He says, my father,
这里说父亲啊,
Abraham says, here I am, my son.
亚伯拉罕就说, 我儿, 我在这里。
Dad, we have the fire, we have the wood, but where's the lamb?
请看, 火和柴都有了, 先燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢?
Wouldn't it break your heart to see this?
你要是看到这个情景, 是不是你的心都会碎的?
We don't know. The Bible doesn't say how old he is.
在圣经没有讲到以撒有多大, 岁数。
But he's a young man, young boy.
是个非常年轻的, 还, 童子。
Isaac honestly asks. He looks around. Something is odd. So he has seen his father offer a burnt offerings to the Lord before.
就以撒他也看到过他的父亲献祭, 这次他就观察到一个非常, 非常特别的事情。
His father would take a lamb,
他的父亲会有羊羔,
kill that lamb and burn him as an offering.
然后杀掉羊羔, 然后把他献为燔祭, 焚烧。
So Isaac, where's the lamb, Dad?
以撒就觉得很奇怪, 羊羔在哪里?
And Abraham says, God will provide for himself the lamb.
亚伯拉罕说呢, 神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Isaac is good with that.
以撒就很满足。
So, that's the whole conversation, and they keep going.
然后他们两个人就同行继续。
I asked my dad, where's the lamb?
我问了我父亲, 羊羔在哪里?
My dad says, God will provide the lamb.
我爸爸说, 神会自己预备。
And for Isaac, that's good enough.
以撒就很满足, 这是够了。
Isaac has no problem to continue on this journey.
以撒没有问题, 继续可以往前走。
My dad said, God will provide the lamb. Okay, good enough for me.
因为我爸爸说了，神会自己预备，我没有问题。
And of course, because we have read this already, the Lord does provide a lamb for the sacrifice.
因为我们这些读完的，我们知道呢，神确实预备了这个燔祭的羔羊。
And I wonder, when they do get to the place, and Abraham is building this altar,
我是在想，当亚伯拉罕来到那个地方筑坛的时候，
lays the wood,
把柴也摆好,
and starts binding Isaac,
就开始来捆绑以撒。
I wonder what Isaac's reaction was.
我是很想知道以撒的反应是什么。
Did he scream? Did he kick?
他有没有这样尖叫，或者是有没有来踢踢？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But I picture this young boy just surrendering to the father to let him do what he's doing.
但是我可以想象呢，在这画面中呢，这个以撒是顺服他父亲啊，让他能够把他绑起来。We
really thank and praise the Lord that God said stop.
我实在是感谢赞美神啊，神就派这个使者说，住手。The
Lord did provide the lamb for the burnt offering on the mountains of Moriah that day.
神确实的提供了一只公羊。
When God tests us,
当神来试验我们的时候,
after the testing, it helps us to know if that faith or anything from the Lord was in fact from the Lord or something that we conjured up.
就帮助我们在试验以后，知道我们里面的这个信心到底是出于神还是出于自己。
I don't know how many of us here are sure of our salvation.
我们不知道，我们当中有多少非常确信得救。If
you die today,
若是你今天离开这个世界，
are you absolutely sure that you're going to be with the Lord?
你是不是100%的确信你一定会与主同在？
If you say you have this kind of faith, wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know if this is real or fake?
若是你真有这样的信心，你是不是愿意知道，你的这个信心是真的还是假的？
Not only that kind of faith,
不仅是那样的信心，
but faith of Abraham.
就是这样像亚伯拉罕的信心。
This test for Abraham's faith was not for his salvation.
这个的对亚伯拉罕的试验不是将他的救恩的试验。
Because many chapters before, it said Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
在好几章的圣经之前已经讲到亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
That credit is forever.
这个他的所得到的这个救恩就不会失去。
God will not give somebody credit and take it back.
他不会神给了我们的救恩又拿去。
God allowed Abraham to be tested.
神使亚伯拉罕受试验。
So that Abraham himself would know how much faith he had in God.
使亚伯拉罕知道他对神到底有多少的信心。
Again, God already knows us better than we know ourselves.
因为神知道我们，比我们自己知道我们更是这样。
Through this test, Abraham learned that God truly is the provider.
借着这个试验呢，亚伯拉罕确实的知道耶和华是那位能够供应一切的。
Through this test, we learned that the faith that the Lord authored, that the faith that God put in Abraham is truly remarkable.
借着这个试验，我们看到神所启开启的 并且把它放在亚伯拉罕这个信心是实在是真实的，是伟大的。
We learned that this faith that God gave to Abraham，
我们知道这个神给亚伯拉罕的信心
was so strong，
是这样的强
that Abraham even reasoned out that God can raise men even from the dead。
甚至亚伯拉罕可以借着这样的他的里面的思想，知道啊，神是一个可以使死人复活的神。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 we read，
我们读到的彼得前书的第一章六到七节。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So when God allows us to go through the test of fire，
当神允许我们经过火的试验的时候，
When the fire goes out，
当这个火 灭掉的时候，
What's left？
我们剩的是什么？
Is it gold？
是金子吗？
Or has the straw and the stubble been burnt away？
还是那些烧成灰的那些非常的倔强的东西。
When what remains is precious gold，
当经过火剩下的是金子。
The one that's been tested，
那个被试验的。
The first response is praise and glory and honor to Jesus Christ。
他的第一个反应就是把称颂、荣耀、尊贵归给耶稣基督。
When we see the works of faith in our brothers and sisters，
当我们看到在弟兄姊妹当中的信心的功课的时候，
We observing that，
我们看到，
We praise and give glory and honor to God，
我们也把称颂、荣耀和尊贵归给我们的主和我们的神。
You know, when we see something，
我们看到一些事情，
and all the glory and honor and praise goes to man，
当称颂、荣耀和尊贵归给人的时候，
we can be sure that's not the work of the Holy Spirit，
我们可以确信那不是圣灵的工作。
When we see God's work，
当我们看到神的工作，
and everybody who sees that gives praise、glory and honor to God，
当每一个人都把称颂、荣耀和尊贵归给神的时候，
we know that God's been working in that situation，
我们知道神就在那个情形下做工。
When we see Abraham，
当我们看到亚伯拉罕的时候，
he had never seen God raise anybody from the dead，
他还那时候还没有看到这个神从死人中让死人复活。
Every person that Abraham see die，
每一个亚伯拉罕所看到的死人
remained dead，
仍然是死人。
Nobody had ever heard of a man dying and coming back to life。
没有人甚至听到一个人死了然后从死里复活。
So when Abraham, when we see Abraham thinking through God's command and coming to the conclusion that God can raise man from the dead，
当我们看到亚伯拉罕能够在思想中思想神的命令，他的结论就是神可以从死人中让死人复活的时候，
When we see this kind of faith，
当我们看到这样的信心的时候，
in Abraham，
在亚伯拉罕身上，
When we see this kind of faith in our brothers and sisters，
当我们能够在弟兄姊妹的里面看到这样的信心，
We say, wow, what a wonderful God we serve，
我们就会说我们所服侍的神是何等的奇妙。
Because this kind of faith cannot be conjured up.
因为这样的信心是不能够伪造的。
No matter how hard we try to have this faith,
不管我们怎样的努力想要这样的信心,
we cannot have it.
我们没办法就这样有。
Not by our efforts,
不是按照我们自己的力量,
not by our trying,
不是按照我们自己的努力,
we cannot have it.
我们没有办法靠自己得到。
Unless God puts this faith in us,
除非神把这样的信心放在我们里面,
then we see something miraculous.
我们就会看到非常神奇的事情。
We see and hear things that no ear has heard and seen.
我们就会看到我们耳朵没有听过，眼睛没有看到过的。
Because this is the kind of God that we serve.
因为这就是我们所服侍的那位神，他的所事。
This kind of faith can only be authored by God Himself.
这样的信心只有神能够创始。
You know, faith is intimately and closely linked with obedience.
我们知道信心是和顺服非常的有关系，连在一起。
When the Lord told Abraham to do something,
当神主让亚伯拉罕做事情的时候,
Abraham did it.
亚伯拉罕就去做。
Sometimes it took more than an overnight.
有时候要经过一个晚上。
But when God told Abraham, I want you to leave your family and your people and your country and go to a place that I'm going to show you.
当神让亚伯拉罕离开他的本族亲家，去一个他所要他去的地方的时候，
He left the people of the Chaldeans.
他就离开了加勒底的乌尔。
Took a long detour,
就绕道,
stopped by Haran to bury his father,
到一个地方呢, 他的父亲就死在那里,
but he continued on,
然后,
came,
然后继续地进入到迦南地。
Whatever God told Abraham to do, Abraham obeyed.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕, 无论做什么时候, 亚伯拉罕都遵从。
And through the obedience, Abraham received more and more faith.
借着这样的顺服, 亚伯拉罕的信心就越来越成长。
And through the obedience, Christ in Abraham matured and grew.
这样的顺服就使得亚伯拉罕里面的基督呢越来越的成熟成长。
The verses that we just read,
我们刚才读的圣经的经节,
is the last recorded conversation between Abraham and the Lord.
是和亚伯拉罕和神之间的最后一个对话。
Of course, the Bible mentions Abraham, but this is the last conversation that's recorded.
后面的圣经也记载亚伯拉罕和神，但是呢，对于对话来说呢，这是最后一次亚伯拉罕和神对话的记载。
And the last thing that the Lord says to Abraham in this conversation,
最后神对亚伯拉罕所说的话,
the very five words that God says to him is, "You have obeyed my voice."
他用的字眼就是说，你已经遵守了我的话。Today,
if we say we believe in God,
今天我们说我们信神,
but we don't obey any of God's commands.
就是我们没有遵守神给我们的命令。
That tells us something about our own faith.
这就使得我们知道我们自己的信心究竟如何。
Because if we believe God,
因为我们要是信神,
for who He is,
他的所事,
we should obey His voice.
我们应该来遵从他的话。
But the Lord is gracious too.
但是神也蛮有怜悯恩典。
We often do not obey his voice.
我们常常没有听他的话。
We often do not obey his commands.
我们又没有听他的命令。
But God says, even if you sin, just confess it and come back to me.
神说，甚至你犯了罪，你要来承认你的罪，仍然可以来到我面前。
When you confess it, I will forgive all your sins.
当你承认你的罪，我会赦免你一切的过犯。
So this kind of testing can be tested about our love.
这个试验可以来试验我们的爱。
Our patience,
我们的忍耐,
our kindness,
我们的友善,
our humility,
我们的谦卑,
our gentleness,
我们的温柔,
our self-control,
我们的自制。
Is my love the love of Christ? Or is my love same as everybody else in this world?
是我们对主，我们的爱是对主的那种爱呢，还是其他的？
Is my humility the humility of the Lord? Or is it just my own trying?
我们的谦卑是主的谦卑呢，还是我们自己的尝试？
If somebody questions my faith,
有人来挑战我的信心,
and challenges my faith,
来挑战我的信心,
and I enter a conversation or a debate with that person,
我们有些的争论,
and I start to get excited,
其中就被挑动,
and maybe start sounding angry,
或许听起来非常有怒气,
chances are the Lord is testing my patience and my humility and not my faith.
那时候可能神是在试验我们的这样的忍耐和我们的谦卑。
God allows us today to thank God it's not all the time, but sometimes allow us to go through a difficult time.
我们感谢神，不是总是这样，但是呢，神却是有时候让我们经历一些难处。
And I think the most difficult trials are when, you know, I thought I was better.
最大的一个我们常常面临的试验，就是我们觉得自己更好。
Somebody asked me to do something is, I'm too good for that.
有人告诉让我们做些事情，我觉得我太好了，不需要做这样的事情。
When our pride is stirred up,
当我们里面的骄傲占据我们的时候,
something comes out of us,
我们里面就显出一个光景。
You know, when we react with, sometimes we see it,
我们就会有个反应，我们自己也知道。
And oftentimes it's other people see it better than us.
有时候是别人能看到，更清楚地看到我们自己。
Sometimes at work, we have a hard time with our boss, with our colleagues.
在工作的环境，有时候我们就和我们的同事、老板有一个非常有难处。
And it's so difficult.
非常的难。
And God forbid, sometimes in our homes, it's so hard to bear with my husband or with my wife.
甚至呢，虽然神不喜悦，但是我们有时候在家庭中呢，夫妻之间也会有很难的忍耐的情形。
We pray to the Lord and say, either please take me out of this situation.
我们常常向主祷告呢，求主让我们。 让我转离这个情形。
Or we pray to we ask the Lord, what is your will for me?
有时候我们也问神，你的旨意在我身上是什么？
And we look for every opportunity or every excuse to get out of that situation.
我们常常是用各种的借口和机会要脱离那个情形。
And say, oh yeah, God wants me to quit this job.
我们会说啊，我神是让我要离开这个工作。
God wants me to quit this relationship.
神要让我离开这样的关系。
We're looking for excuses.
这有时候是一些的借口。
But we know if God gives us that grace and that faith to endure through that trial.
但是我们知道，若是神给我们足够的恩典来忍受这个的情形。
When the fire goes out.
当这个火灭掉的时候
，and gold remains，
我们就看到金子留下来。
Say God, thank you。
我们会说神啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you so much for this faith, for this patience, for this love that you have given me。
我们何等感谢你给我们的信心、我们的忍耐、我们的温柔、我们的一切。
Because my humility.My patience and my love would not have lasted.
因为我的忍耐、我的温柔、我的所有的挣扎没有办法渡过这难关。
My love and my humility would have burned up.
我的自己的爱和我自己的谦卑就会随火烧掉。
And nothing precious would have remained.
没有什么任何值得有价值的留下来。
So that gold.The precious gold that remains after the trial.
那个金子宝贵的金子借着火留下来
is Christ himself.
是基督自己
Precious Lord himself.
是宝贵的基督自己
that the Lord put in us.
是主放在我们里面
And allow the testing to reveal Christ in us, to us and to other people.
借着这些试验呢，就把基督对着我们，也对着大家周围的人显现。
Because at the end, when we see that precious gold,
因为最终我们看到这个宝贵的金子的时候
，when brothers and sisters see that precious gold,
当弟兄姊妹看到这个宝贵的金子的时候
，and sometimes even non-believers see that precious gold,
甚至有些不信的看到这个宝贵的金子的时候。
We all give praise, glory, and honor to God.
我们都把称颂、荣耀和尊贵归给神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
That you were willing to bless us with Christ.
你愿意借着基督来祝福我们。
Christ in us truly is the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面有荣耀的盼望。
We don't know why you chose us.
我们不知道你为什么拣选我们。
Weak and broken vessels.
我们非常软弱的这样的破碎的器皿。
To put Christ into our hearts.
却把耶稣基督放在我们的心里。
But we thank you and we praise you.
但是我们感谢赞美你。
Father, the life and the faith of Jesus that you have put in us.
因为你放在我们里面的耶稣基督生命和信心
May Christ in us be found to bring you praise, glory, and honor in you alone
愿基督里面我们在我们里面的生命给你带来尊贵称颂和荣耀
Father, we give you thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus
天父我们奉着耶稣基督的名给你感谢和赞美
Amen
Amen